Welcome to This Is Madness.
We destroyed the shore. This is madness.
Okay, we are live. We're back here on Kessel Run Radio. Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay, let me take it over then.
Looks like
basically Jeremy might have melted his router by his furious fanboy rant. So we've kindly asked Jeremy to step off. And he's graciously agreed to do so. But he brought up a lot of good points in his passion for the EU issue is definitely noted, and we appreciate him coming on. So thank you, Jeremy, for coming on, but we're going to continue at this point without you.
Buddy, hey, we need to start from the beginning.
What beginning?
Yeah, we got to start over.
Are you kidding? I'm not starting over.
We have to.
Did you record it?
Yeah, that whole first part was recorded, but it was cutting out. You couldn't. There was a bunch of awkward silence.
Throw it in the beginning. We're recording now. Everyone can hear us, and I'll just sum up everything Jeremy said.
I think
fuck the EU fans. EU, you can still read it, enjoy it. Now let's move on.
Okay.
All right. So let's get started from this point. Mark, what's your thoughts on Aftermath and the backlash?
I just started Aftermath, so I have no real thoughts on that. But with the backlash, I don't understand it. These people want something that's not coming back. I'm sorry. The EU is dead. You can still go enjoy it. This is the future. We have Aftermath, and with the future comes the Force Awakens.
You think they're ever going to go back to the Legends books?
I think if they test the waters at all, it would be Old Republic and go from there. They could easily, with a couple minor changes, Moribund, Korriban change, bring back the Old Republic. But once you open that door, people are going to want everything back, and that's a slippery slope to go down.
Yeah, I've heard people talking about, like, you know, Mara Jade being in Rebels or Thrawn being in the new books or in Rebels down the line and doing different versions of them. And I almost think that's a bad idea because I think people are going to be more disappointed to see weird versions of these characters.
All right. I don't think Lucasfilm wants anything to do with Mara Jade. And where I'm going to go
with this...
I'm sure
you're right.
And where I'm getting this from is, and I know I've ranted about this before, but that action figure poll... Mara Jade should have been in the top 10, should have been in the top 6 to vote. She never made it. It's like they erased her off of there. And Darth Revan made it, but Mara Jade was a top person on several sites, including making Star Wars. I think she was number 2. She should have been in the fan vote, and she wasn't. They do not want to push the Mara Jade anything, but Darth Revan, they can. Or they are.
So far back?
I don't know. Maybe. They're testing out the problem with Darth Revan is people that played SWTOR 10 years ago see a commercial for The Force Awakens and goes, oh, Revan's in this. It's a very similar character to Kylo Ren from what we've seen so far.
Yeah, no, his visual is very similar, and I think people... I do think that it makes more sense to have it be Revan, and like you were saying, because it's so far back, people aren't going to be disappointed about the way Kylo Ren relates to these characters, because Revan has no relationship to these characters.
Yes.
Whereas Mara Jade, if she shows up in any version, she's not, you know, Ben Skywalker's mom and Luke's, you know, wife, and not the Emperor's hand. If she's not all the things that people expect or any of the things people expect, they're going to be disappointed if she's just a new Inquisitor or whatever.
That's perfect example. You bring back Mara Jade. Now you have to, okay, well, is she married to Luke? Well, now are we changing what we had going forward with Luke? oh, now we have to bring in her kids because they're not happy. There's so much more that builds on bringing one character back.
Although it occurs to me, you could pair her with Ezra. It would piss off fans, but he's the same age.
He's the same age?
He's the same age as Luke and Leia. Like, you could just have her entire relationship with Luke, but with Ezra on another side of the galaxy.
That would be interesting.
It'd be completely pointless. No one would ask for it. It's just weird to me that some people want a shadow of a character that they enjoyed so much. And I know that most people, I don't think, do, but I've heard a few people, you know, express an interest in it. And I don't think it would be beneficial or have any long lasting good effect.
Did you guys follow most of the EU? I mean, I checked out at some point during Kevin Anderson's run. I was kind of over it. I enjoyed some of the tales of like Mos Eisley and the bounty hunters and whatnot, but that was it. I was done. Other than I read or listened to audiobook Kenobi and Plagueis, but other than that, I was done. It was
tedious. I read a couple of trilogies here and there, and probably the most I've read was X-Wing, like out of trilogy. But when you have a 14-book saga that you have to know and have to read, it makes it really difficult just to keep going with it when there's other books out there that I want to read too.
Well, they had a crossover with comics at one point too, right?
Yeah. Go from Thrawn to the next book in the timeline, there's a lot that happened between then and the comics, and even that's a little confusing then. So,
guys, this was completely off topic, but Star Wars Junk just tweeted out a picture of the General Hux Black Series figure. Looks pretty cool.
I already saw that.
Hasn't it been online for like 2 days? For
real? I think so.
I just saw it.
Yeah, no, we were talking about it online. I know Matt hated the wings on the hat.
Yeah.
I think it looks cool. Go on with your story.
So, okay, I'm going to change the topic real fast. What did you guys get for Force Friday?
Oh, that's a good topic.
We just got off, you know, last week was Friday, estimated $5 billion spent on Star Wars merchandise. What did you guys go around and pick up? $5
billion? Jesus Christ.
That's with a B?
Yeah, already more than Disney paid for it.
Yeah. Man. So let me tell you, I think I had a better Force Friday than many. I got $1,500 for Force Friday, which is pretty cool.
Well, yeah, but okay.
But seriously,
it comes with a caveat, my friend.
That's true.
That kind of sucks.
What did you pick up with some of that money? Was it hard to find?
Well, I haven't even gotten the money yet, but that's a different story that I want to go into. But. Okay. But just, I know that made me sound bad. No, me and Jason are talking and we're getting it figured out. But
no, you don't need to go into details.
I picked up a Captain Phasma because it seems like a lot of people couldn't find her.
3 3/4 inch or 6 inch?
3.
Okay.
She was hard to find.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. I'm holding her right now. She comes with a look. This is my theory, and this might already be confirmed, but I don't think it is. Because I'm pretty sure I would know. But she has this this saw thing that comes with her that she holds, and it's like, I think that she has this in the movie, and for some reason, spoilers?
If it's speculation, it's not spoilers.
Well, but it goes into spoiler territory.
Well, then let's not go there.
Yeah.
To me, what you're holding, that little saw, is a little gimmick to make sure you find all three in the set to make a bigger gimmick, and that's all that is.
They build together to make some device.
Oh, really? Do?
Yeah. No, my nephew saw it on the back of the package. My 7-year-old nephew was like, "You have to buy these now." I'm like, "What?" Like, I just gave you a toy. You gave me a list of stuff I have to buy.
I believe it's Phasma, Kylo Ren, and
Poe.
The Jedi, Luke Skywalker.
Oh. Poe has one.
They all have one.
Yeah, oh,
they have to match up with, like, the desert, the space, whatever.
Yeah, there's, like, three at a time build one thing.
Well, I think that Captain Phasma has this and she cuts down trees.
She's a lumberjack.
Yeah. Nick, where you at?
I hate Kashis.
All right, Mark, what'd you buy?
I was lucky enough. We went out to further out Toys R Us, stood in line. We got there around 7 p.m.
Jeez.
Yeah, and we actually, this was my third troop with the 501st, and my wife stood in line, so she was fourth in line, and I trooped all night, and she ran around and threw stuff in the cart, and I got very lucky. I got the Phasma 6-inch Ray, which actually I'm not that big of a fan of. The face sculpt is... but it does come with an awesome BB-8.
Mm-hmm.
I got the 6-inch TFA Trooper. Obviously not the San Diego Comic-Con box, but...
it's expensive.
This is the best action figure I've ever seen. Like, I don't know if you guys have it, but the joints are, like, under or made into where the Stormtrooper joints would be, and it's, like, perfect for bending without seeing the joints.
Wow.
I got a Snowtrooper. Awesome. I got a couple Bobble or Funkos. I went out like three different stores on Force Friday, so I don't remember exactly what I got at midnight, but I did hit three stores that day.
I went to Target the other night looking for some... I want to collect BB-8 stuff, and because I love BB-8. He's like the best little guy ever. But and then I really wanted a shirt, like a BB-8 shirt. And I went to Target, and they
didn't
have any.
Well, I think they have BB-8 kid shirts, so that's perfect for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Whatever. Shut up, Mark. But I couldn't find anything. So today I was at GameStop. I walk in there to get Metal Gear Solid, which I don't know if either any of y'all have played that game, but that opening intro is literally one of the most boring things I've ever done in my life. It is so boring. Anyway.
So you walked into GameStop.
Yeah, I walked into GameStop. And there's that BB-8 shirt up on the wall, or like behind the cash register on a hanger. And they're selling the shirts. And I was like, oh my God, I got to get that too. Well, like, they only had it in one size, and it wasn't mine. So I was like, well, that sucks.
What size do you wear?
2X. And it was
like... you don't.
Yes, I do.
We're at 2X?
Yes.
What do you got, like guns or what?
I saw a picture of Noah. He's like 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're a tall guy.
I shop in the kids section, guys. Fucking assholes. No, but yeah, so they didn't have my size. So I was like really disappointed and stuff. And it was like that one where you see his innards, you know, like the insides.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's my story, so y'all go ahead. So I'm in the kids section. Yeah, shut up.
I got I only found the new reissue of the Black Series Chewbacca on Force Friday. I went to like two Toys R Us's and a Target and a Walmart, and it was totally cleared out. The Target where I was, and I heard it happened the same way at a few places, but they had two different lines, one for merch and one for toys, and all the Black Series were in the merch section. So no one who waited for toys got any of the Black Series toys. Yeah, it was frustrating, but it was sort of less frustrating seeing like the 35 guys in front of me not get it either. Like, it was like, they gotta be pissed. But no, I ended up getting the rest of the Black Series that I had planned on getting just to start, Finn, Rey, and Kylo, because my brother grabbed them from a department store after he dropped off my niece at school on Friday morning. So he was totally awesome, and I got all the books. All the novels that came out, I had pre-ordered and came to my office on Friday.
So you have Lost Stars, Weapon of a Jedi, Smuggler's Run, Moving Target, and Aftermath?
That's the one. Yep, that's it.
Congratulations. So what I did is I went to Walmart the night... I was in Granbury for obvious reasons that I told Mark earlier, but and it was Friday. It was Thursday night actually, and I dragged my sister to Walmart with me, and I was like, cause she doesn't like Star Wars or anything. So we go in there, and there's like my sister's telling me like in a small town like this they're not gonna have Star Wars stuff set up, they're not gonna have it out, and I was like, Don't tell me that. I was really hoping they would have it up, and then I was like across the store, and I saw like a big banner that said Star Wars Force Friday and stuff on it. I've never ran so fast in my life over there, and I ran over there, and there was like four people there, and so I got like everything or I everything that I did want was there. So if
the
I was
whole town
buy
turned
it,
out,
huh? Oh
the
yeah,
whole town turned
people
out for it.
Yeah, yeah. There was a guy in like a Chewbacca onesie.
Are you kidding?
No, I have a picture with him, and me and Kylo Ren and him. Yeah, so
my Force Friday is better than all yours.
You didn't get anything.
You didn't even
I
go.
Didn't go anywhere. I sat on my phone at 9 o'clock Pacific time and opened packs for Star Wars Card Trader, and then I went to bed. It was fantastic.
You haven't even gone to look at anything?
Hold on. Someone's calling me.
I don't think I got... I don't even think I got home till like 2 in the morning. We drove like an hour away, and we all hung out after trooping, and it was a good time. It's really funny watching a stormtrooper buy only stormtrooper items and walk out pushing a shopping cart.
Do you have pictures?
Somewhere, yes.
Yeah, that would be good to see.
Yeah, I'll tweet out the picture.
He took his
of
helmet off
Chewbacca
while
onesie,
paying, but he was really upset when he could not find a 6-inch version of himself.
Like I went to Walmart a couple days later. I think it was on Saturday. I went to Walmart on Saturday, and they had like 3 Black Series Kylo Ren, and I almost bought one, but I'm like, you know, I still haven't even bought Boba Fett Black Series, and that's the one I really want. Boba Fett and Bossk. And I'm like, I had them all in my cart, and I put them back. I ended up walking out of the store with, I don't even know what it is. Titanium? Is that the little, the Titanium Slave 1?
Yeah. The diecast?
Yeah, I didn't buy a damn thing from Force Awakens other than I bought Aftermath like 2 days ago. I started reading a little bit of it, but you know,
I got
for
a
me,
Kylo Ren phone case.
All right, my favorite thing I got, sadly, is a Captain Phasma pen for $4. And when you push the button, it projects a Captain Phasma
logo
helmet onto the wall, and it's just awesome.
Yeah, I think Jeremy, didn't you get that?
No, I didn't get that.
Jeremy's back, by the way.
Jeremy's back. What the hell?
I went and did some work on my router. I have one of the best routers you can buy, and I have a really fast internet connection. I mean, I get...
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
His internet connection's a fan of irony.
234 down, and I just leave that just... I leave that full... I don't use quality of service ever on my router, and I went and set that just to compensate...
So. Can I ask a quick question? I'm really confused here because when Jeremy cuts out, he cuts out and then comes back with the next word.
Yeah.
Are we time traveling? I'm really fucking confused about how this whole thing works because he must be real time with us, yet we're waiting for him to come back and it's like...
He's right. It's already there.
Are we in a wormhole? I don't understand it.
I don't know why it's doing.
See, I can call him a piece of shit while he's gone.
I mean, it should be. Hold on, let me try one thing.
Oh my God. Maybe time is traveling faster in Jeremy's
town.
This is
bad.
I'm just gonna touch every time he leaves, and he'll never know.
I like that. There's 10 of us. There's all this silence, and we're all being polite. But when there's just a few of us, fucking cutting out.
So yeah, my pen's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, so you had that pen, right?
Do you guys think Captain Phasma is actually going to take off her mask in Force Awakens ever?
I don't want her to.
I can see them saving it for later.
No,
and if you do, I just want to see the back of her head, and then save it for later.
Oh, what if she was bald?
Why do you want to see the back?
That'd be so cool. Can you imagine?
Well, like
I
how
think
she's
Vader
like
she's
take
bald,
off his
she got
helmet.
A bunch of scars in the back of her head.
I think she'll be like
Boba
Fett.
Vader. Yeah. I
like
hope
Boba
it's
Fett
more
never take
Boba
it off.
Fett.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to take it off.
You know, okay.
Then we'll get a backstory of her in the next movie and ruin it all.
Yeah, well, wait. What if I... Can we talk about those masks that say what they, you know, sound like and what they say? I really want to talk about that. I know it's not a topic, but... About
Ian Gruber or whatever the fuck.
Anthony and Gruber.
Yeah. Oh.
No, it's the first indication that, besides Star Wars tweeting it, that Captain Phasma is a female.
Yeah.
You cannot tell from pictures. You cannot tell from toys. And yes, we know who's playing her.
We do, but the average movie-going audience doesn't. So I think, do y'all think people will be surprised when they get to theater and hear, like, the woman voice coming from it?
No.
Maybe.
I don't think so. I think people are... I think the average moviegoer is very progressive.
Well, I think they are too, but it's just, you know, you see her, you're like, God, he's a badass.
But look at that one poster too with her posture. Like, she's got the hip cock to the side. It's totally
a lady posture. But that's newer now. I mean, how many
Well, did you
posted Star, you know, at Star Wars tweet out to her, not him?
Did you see the
Fuck you, Jeremy.
No, I think you're right, Mark, that you know Star Wars has had to explain it a lot. So clearly people who aren't into it have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because here's the thing. You don't hire Gwendolyn Christie, who's really well-known in Game of Thrones, just to keep a mask on her the whole time. I mean, clearly they hired her, particularly her, for a reason. Number one, she's tall, she's imposing. But also, you don't cover her in a mask the whole movie.
Yeah, but I heard people say that about Lupita Nyong'o. You don't hire someone of that quality and make her CGI.
I think that's different, though, because like when you compare her to Boba Fett, you know, who was Boba Fett? Who played him? Three different guys in the suit, and they're all awesome. But it's just like you know Grazzo making fun of David Prowse. The people in the suits who don't take their masks off, you don't see their faces. They're not usually someone who has a fan following who's on a number one show, like Mark's saying. Like,
yeah, I mean, they hired her clearly because of Game of Thrones, and I mean, at least that's
what about. What about Lupita Nyong'o playing a CG character?
I don't. I still think that's a little different. You do see a lot of big name people doing voice acting and doing motion capture at this point,
but you don't see her face. You see a little alien.
That's true. But she'll do a lot of speech, and I agree that there's some similarity, but the idea of her being faceless and Boba Fett-like, I think it's possible, but Boba Fett wasn't a main character in any of them, you know? And I know she's not one of the leads, but she seems to be positioned to be pretty important.
I just want to say she is my new favorite character. I'm obsessed with Captain Phasma.
Are you making Captain Phasma armor?
Oh, my! I wish. I wish I even knew how to make armor, and then... Let alone
that's me in the 501st.
That hard,
dude. You're totally expensive. Tall enough to pull it off.
I know. Holy crap!
Could you as a man cosplay as Captain Phasma, or would that be wrong?
I 100% I could if like you know.
I told them
I don't have the height though.
Hey,
or the money.
If girls are allowed to cosplay as Han Solo and stuff like that, why can't a guy cosplay as Captain Phasma?
Why can't a guy cosplay as Slave Leia?
No,
dude, there was a guy at Celebration cosplaying as Slave Leia in line to get Carrie Fisher's autograph.
Was he skinny or bigger?
Oh no, he was not skinny.
Okay,
he was bigger than me, and that's saying something.
Was he like Manfei at the anime conventions?
Like who?
There's a character in was a Cowboy Bebop, Faye. And there's a guy named Manfei, a guy who dresses as her, and he has a big pot belly, big hairy belly, and it's basically in like a little skimpy bikini.
This guy had a beard. He had a beard. Yeah. He had a pot belly with a lot of hair.
It's probably like Manfei.
and he was Slave Leia, and he was in line to get Carrie Fisher's autograph.
No, those guys can get away with it. I think you guys could pull off a Phasma because it would actually look good and could still be movie accurate.
I have a friend that cosplays as Slave Leia, or has at least once, and he's skinny and fit, and it looked weird compared to the bigger guy who I'm less judgmental for, I guess.
Did it look weird because you felt funny in your nether regions? Or
yes.
Did you get excited over it, or did it just look weird? Because that might turn me on.
Some father would call the news station and complain about it. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my God. That was this is madness.
Well, that's what this is supposed to be.
Yeah. Look, I'm not editing this. Like, this is all going in there.
So, Jeremy, did you get anything for Force Friday?
Not at midnight. I had a weird one of those Toys R Us sellout experiences at midnight. So I went. I came home. I went to there's a Walmart on around the corner from me. So I went there. They didn't have their stuff out yet. So I came home, went to bed, got up at 8 in the morning, went to Walmart. They were cleared out already, but I got a Rey and a Finn Black Series. And I bought some T-shirts at Walmart, a Kylo Ren water bottle. And then I also got three of the really cool die-cast vehicles from the Disney store.
I saw those. That what is it? What the fuck's the name of the new Star Destroyer? Come on, somebody. What's the name of the new
finalizer? I didn't see the finalizer. I got Kylo shuttle. I got the Special Forces tie, and I got the last Poe X-wing. I haven't even opened them yet to put them on display. But they're $10. They're decent size for $10. And the larger ones, the Star Destroyer, the Falcon, and the Kylo shuttle are $20. But
wait, they have a Falcon.
They have a Falcon. It's original trilogy Falcon, but
they have a Slave One.
I didn't see a Slave One. They may have it, but I didn't see it. They had those. Basically, it was.
I don't like you, Jeremy, at all. You're an asshole. See, you don't even know I'm talking shit. He's in the wormhole.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
He's just hearing us from the future, Mark.
Exactly. He's rewinding it and listening to us.
Nah, I'm hearing you. No, I hear you guys in real time. I don't. but no, I didn't see a Slave One, but they have a couple other. They have like the Snow Speeder from Force Awakens and Rey's Speeder as well. I'm going to try to get most of them. They're really cool.
Yeah, I saw somebody had the finalizer. They were showing it pictures on the internet, and it looked amazing. I'd love a diecast Star Destroyer of some kind. So.
Yeah, they're great for that. That's like $20. It's worth it.
$10 or $20?
The Star Destroyer's 20. The smaller ones are 10.
All right, I must check it out. And they have that Disney store at the Disney Walk or Downtown Disney, whatever.
I haven't gone to that one, World of Disney, but I'd imagine they would because it has all the Disney store stuff. Or like the Disney store in the mall would have it. That's what they're primarily at.
Okay, let's check it out. Yeah,
uh-huh. And I've heard bad things about that Elite Series line of the 6.5-inch scale. Like, that they like break if they fall, but they're super brittle and fragile.
Yeah, I saw a YouTube. They sold a $200 box of them at D23, where all the original trilogy ones. And I saw a YouTube video where like they open it and paint's already flaking off 3PO.
Oh, wow.
And it's only the torso, the upper arms, and upper legs that are die-cast. The rest is PVC. And then the back of them have all these screw holes.
I'd seen that over the weekend. That's pretty ugly looking. But most people, you know, if you're going to take them out, you pose them forward or whatever. Like,
yeah. Phasma comes with the cape, though, and I don't believe you see it. But otherwise, it looks terrible, I think.
Yeah,
but
the figures are terrible, but the vehicles are really nice. The vehicles are really cool.
Hmm.
But that's the Disney store, and they do exclusives like that there. And only thing that makes me mad is like the Disneyland annual passes don't work for discounts there anymore. They used to. Right before Star Wars came out, they stopped that, so I can't get discounts on those diecast vehicles.
Oh, they're totally cheaping out. But they knew. They saw that's exactly why they dropped $4 billion for Star Wars. They made $5 billion in one weekend.
Well, I mean, and the scalpers are.
Right,
a lot of that's going to Hasbro and to all the
others. Absolutely.
That's actually a good time to mention is apparently Target has now started a rule of one per person on Force Awakens stuff.
I really like that.
Because the scalpers. I saw this guy on Twitter the other day tweeted out his Force Friday haul, and he had five Kylos. And I'm just like, no wonder no one could find one. And he tweets me back saying, oh, well, I got one at Toys R Us. I went to this store and this store. Don't hate me for planning ahead. I'm like, come on, dude. You bought 5 Kylo Rens.
Yeah, what about all the kids out there? You know, I know that there are more adults out there into it, but there are some kids out there who are disappointed they don't have their toys. Like,
but me, I wanted Kylo. I wanted to get Kylo, Rey, and Finn.
All the diehard fans should be able to be holding them in their hands and sharing them. And no, nobody needs 5 or 6 of these things. It's stupid.
I understand if it's the trooper and you're trying to build an army.
It's like inside baseball. Is that normally for D23, there's a lot of cast members who will fly in and they'll get tickets from, you know, Disney that day to go to, to go to D23. But apparently this year when they flew in, there were no tickets available for them. And a lot of people were upset. A lot of people are pissed off that sort of Star Wars and Marvel are taking over, you know, their Disney experience. So I think Disney's definitely getting their money for it, but it may be at the expense of, you know, the long term, you know, Disney fans. And
I think a lot of those people, because I'm a Disney fan as long as I've been a Star Wars fan, which is all my life. I think some of those are like some of those EU psychos. And I was at D23 and I heard people saying Star Wars has no business being here. Walt Disney didn't create Star Wars. And I was about to turn to him and say, like, these people had Frozen shirts on. I'm like, I was about to say to them, you know, Walt Disney didn't create Frozen either.
Yeah. Did he have a lot to do with Monsters, Inc. or Lilo and Stitch? Or like, what's wrong with these people?
Well, he didn't create Snow White. He didn't create Little Mermaid. He didn't create, Lion. I don't know about Lion King, but he didn't create, pretty much Sleeping Beauty. All the movies he adapted, Mary Poppins was a novel that he adapted. So,
yeah.
All Walt Disney did, I mean, and he's a genius, don't get me wrong, I absolutely love Disney.
Well, no, anyways, even if you're going on to Walt Disney.
Oh, Jeremy.
We got all robotic on us.
Robocop. All right, I'm just going to keep talking. Anyways.
I got robotic. Yeah.
Right before you faded out.
No, are you even alive? I haven't heard you in a while. See? Noah went and got a snack.
Noah went to the bathroom.
Well, no, if you want to go from Walt Disney in 1960, like, if you want to only go from Walt stuff, then that means you can't like anything of Disney after 1966. You know? It's a crazy frame of mind that some people have.
Right. Well, what's the whole deal behind that? Like I said earlier, is it a sense of entitlement? Do they think that, you know, the only pure Disney is the original Disney, or the only pure Star Wars is the EU? I mean,
I think that's partially it. I mean, there's a big problem with that in Disney, just like annual pass holders. There's a thing that people like to call the pass holes, where one guy tweets Disney's official pass holder or official Twitter account for Disneyland, says, hey, where can I buy a selfie stick? And they said, well, due to safety, they're banned. And he goes, but I'm a premium annual pass holder. And you're just looking at this guy's like, you think you're so entitled that you're allowed to have something that's banned in the park?
Like, it means he's like, he is Walt Disney.
And then he's like, I want a refund when they told him no. It's like, come on, dude. Just because you spent more money on your pass doesn't mean you get to have a selfie stick on the rides.
That's the definition of entitlement, absolutely. And
hey, Noah's back.
Yeah. I know, I heard his little laugh. Where'd you go, Noah? Did you go tinkle?
I had to take a phone call.
Wow, well, that sounds like serious business right there.
Oh, yeah. It was actually someone going to fix Jeremy's internet.
Did you guys see this new Star Destroyer iHome speaker?
No.
Sounds badass.
Is it a Star Destroyer?
Yeah, I'll post it in our chat.
I will be picking that up then.
We have a chat?
Twitter?
Yeah, we have a chat.
Oh. Alright. Well, then I guess we're important then.
Yeah, let's see what people are saying in the chat.
There was no one else in there.
No one else is in there right now.
Amanda came out, I think, for a second.
and she bailed. She's like, fuck this.
No, she came in. She came in when you introduced it as Kessel Run Radio, and then she
of course she did. Hey, so as we're kind of winding down, just a quick question. How are you guys planning on seeing The Force Awakens? Are you guys going to make sure that you go into 70mm IMAX 3D, or are you just kind of going to go to what's available? I mean, I'm so old school that I'm starting to hear that you have assigned seating, and it's bugging the shit out of me. Assigned seating in, I guess, at the Irvine Spectrum, which is local to me.
Yeah.
That if I have to be stuck behind somebody who's annoying as fuck,
kick him in the head.
I don't think it's gonna go well.
Look, come here. Listen, I work in a movie theater.
But is that normal now? Assigned seating movie theater?
No.
Yeah.
I used to work in a movie theater. We didn't have assigned seating.
Everywhere up here it is.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
No.
You have to buy your tickets. It's really nice. You buy them online a day before. You get the middle. You get there and you sit where your seat is. The only drawback from it is if the theater's not sold out, everyone's sitting on top of each other because everyone wants the good seats. But besides that, it's not bad. And truthfully, it makes sneaking in easier because it shows you what seats are empty and what seats are already taken.
Well, Mark, no, out where I'm at, none of the theaters here do it. It's something that they're doing, that theater that you're talking about, which I'm going to go to with you guys, that does reserve seating, but it's rare.
Okay.
I don't like the idea of it. I really don't.
I hate it. The ArcLight in Hollywood does it, and I hate it.
Sitting behind somebody who just talked the whole thing.
The theater that I
That's work when at. You kick them in the head.
Actually, oops, our seats.
And then that's when I have to come in and kick you out.
Our seats are recliners, and you can't even see the person in front of you.
Wow. Well,
press a little button, and it goes back, and your feet raise, and everything.
That's cool.
They're lazy boys.
So is this the type of theater that has tableside service or whatever that you can call somebody to come to you and take an order?
This one does not, but
they has do that?
Yes, there are theaters around here that do that.
Up here too.
They
Mark,
have
there's one in San Diego. Mark, there's one down in San Diego. It's called Sinopolis.
During the movie?
Yeah.
During the movie, yeah. It's called Sinopolis. You sit in leather recliners. I saw Pacific Rim there.
It's called Cinetopia here in Portland and the Vancouver, Washington area.
Yeah,
and
here in Houston.
I think they don't give you they don't let you order in the middle. You have to order before, but they come and bring it out to you right as it's starting. It's really weird.
Yeah, we have this place called Star Cinema Grill.
You have to pay during the movie, so you pay. You're handing out your credit card, and they're swiping it.
No, you order beforehand, and then they come out and deliver it to you.
At Sinopolis in San Diego, you pay during the movie. You give
that's insane.
Card. Yeah, that's it's just like a restaurant. But it's like a restaurant, but you're watching a movie at the same time. You order food, they bring you your check towards the end of the movie.
Personally, I want everybody to shut the fuck up and just let me watch the movie. I don't want to be annoyed. As I get older, I get more annoyed at theaters.
I agree. Not all the theaters are around here are the table side, so that's nice. I personally don't like the whole eating a cheeseburger during a movie. I don't know why. But I do like this reserve seating because we could...
Hello?
Oh, we want to go see a movie tonight. We reserve it online a couple hours ahead of time, and we're good to go.
Look here, guys. I just want to throw this out there. What the hell? I get to see Star Wars... The Force Awakens on December 15th. So I'm just gonna throw that out there.
Because you work there,
man.
Yep, I work there, and then the only thing is I'm in high school. Oh, let the joke come. it's gonna be on my finals week, so I might have to stay up till 2 a.m. the night before a final, which would suck. Because I gotta get good grades.
I'm going. With joining the 501st, I'm doing a troop that night, and the event is called the Emperor's Ball, and it fits perfect since I am now the Emperor. I get my own ball to see the Force Awakens.
Are you the only Emperor?
I'm the only Emperor around here, yeah.
In red robe.
That too.
So it's your ball.
Yeah, it was named that before I even joined, so the theater named it the Emperor's Ball, and I'm just taking advantage of it.
And y'all are just going to watch the Force Awakens?
I think so. It's going to be a big event where we're going to be trooping out there, and then we all get to see the movie.
Look, I'm just going to throw this out there. If it's possible, I'm getting a flight to L.A., and I'm going to go see The Force Awakens with y'all. Yeah, or wherever y'all live. Where do y'all live?
Well, they're all Anaheim.
We're all Anaheim.
Orange County, L.A. Or, well, no, I'm not Anaheim. I'm in the desert, but I'll be seeing it in Anaheim with Jason and Mark and all of them on opening night. And then also, if you're in the area, I know for a fact we'll probably be going to the Man's Chinese in Hollywood to see it on the laser-projected IMAX, which is the best possible projection you could possibly ever see it on.
I would kill to go. Like, I mean, that's really what I want to do. It's quite possible because I'm on Christmas break during then from school. So we'll see what happens. But it's going to be hard for me to get that weekend off because it's going to be busy, busy, busy at the theater. So
it's probably going to be all hands on deck for you guys.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be. Jurassic World just killed us. Killed us. I worked like 48 straight hours.
Damn.
Which I didn't even know was legal, and I don't think it is. But I think that The Force Awakens is gonna have a better opening to Jurassic World. That's my prediction. So we'll see what happens that weekend. But I'll still be happy the whole time because usually I'm cleaning theaters, and so I get to listen to the credit music after the movie's over. So I'll just be like sweeping to the credit music. It's gonna be the best. Where'd Mark go?
Maybe his internet conked out because he's getting there.
Oh damn!
We're getting the brunt of the storm right now. Oh, here he's back. He's coming back.
I just invited him or called him.
I'm serious. In Southern California right now, we are getting an insane. I'm serious. It's like 102 degrees out, and we're getting a psycho thunderstorm with like quarter size hail right now. Well, no, earlier. I'm saying you.
I didn't get no hail there right now.
Probably got dropped because.
Hey, wait a sec! I just thought of
something. Over there right now. Not yet.
Anyway, I want to thank the Wolfpack Podcast because they shipped me a Rebels Blu-ray, season one, and they also shipped me Darth Vader number one, the one where it looked like the front looks like the Darth Vader toy from like the
80s. Oh, awesome! Variant. That's cool.
Yeah. So thank y'all for that. If y'all are listening. I don't know why anyone would listen to this right now. We're just babbling on and on.
I think that's important. We have our highs and we have our lows, but, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
And Noah, we all love you, so stay strong, brother.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Noah, I told you on Twitter, I went through the exact same thing exactly a year ago this Sunday, so I know what you're going through. And it's hard initially, but... In time, it gets better. It took me. Oh God, it was my grandmother who died who raised me, and I'm serious. It was like, I live down here. She lives in Sacramento, but I would talk to her every day. And there was still 6 months ago. There was like times where I'd want to pick up the phone and call her, but it gets better. And I'm telling you, it's like a year ago. It's a year ago now.
This weekend.
I don't know. And, as hard as it is now, as you go on.
God. He's cutting out twice in a second.
I know. Damn. And we can't laugh either because it's sad.
No, it's super sad.
I'm going to try and make levity of the situation, but I don't know if I can.
I was just trying to tell him, as bad as it is, in time, it'll heal.
Yeah.
And I think that's good. I think that's good advice in general. I mean, the nice thing is, and again, I think it was Mark that said it, that I'm shocked, truly shocked at the outpouring of love in this community. You know, I mean, Jason approached me with it was all Jason's idea as far as setting up the whole, Force Friday for Noah thing, and he approached me. He's like, "What do you think?" And I said, "Yeah, obviously you have a lot of pull in the community. You can do it. Having a lot of pull in the community is one thing, but just seeing that people respond
and in like 3 hours, It was at like $1,500.
That's insane. Well, dude, you know, we love you. I mean, you may produce shitty podcasts.
Hey, and you even
had Vanessa, love you.
Even Vanessa Marshall contributed to it.
Hey, I know. Did y'all see who tweeted me today?
Gary Whitta?
Gary Whitta.
I saw that.
He tweeted.
I saw that.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, he tweeted. It was random, too. Like, it's not like anybody tweeted him about it. Like, it was a tweet that I tweeted, like, my initial tweet where I told, you know, everyone about what happened. I said I probably wouldn't be tweeting much. He responded to it, like, today.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
But it's good. I mean, that's the one thing that this podcast kind of personifies, and just in general, you know, there's a core group on Twitter of people that respect each other and love each other and talk Star Wars, and it's nice. I mean, you know, you get the fan forums and whatnot that are constant just shit talkers and
Reddit.
Oh God.
Fucking even get Star Wars leaks Reddit.
They're just filled with hate, man. They're just hate.
What do y'all think of that Twitter page, Star Wars junk? I can't tell what to think about him. He posts
a lot of Star Wars leaks.
Yeah, I mean, and that's cool, but I mean, I don't know. I feel like he or she, whoever,
he's listening to you, so he's probably a nice guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's probably a pretty nice guy.
There you go. It's not talk to you when we don't need to talk to you.
Exactly.
Well, I know, guys, but.
Jeremy's always talking shit.
No, not so much anymore. Not so much anymore.
Jeremy's always.
Yeah, Jeremy's laying. Jeremy's trying to calm down a little bit. Too much crap coming your way.
Jeremy talks shit to me. I swear, on Twitter, sometimes I think Jeremy hates me. Like I'll say something, and he'll just, you know.
No, I don't hate you. I like
you. I'm
surprised Jeremy doesn't hate me after the French fry incident.
Sometimes sarcasm doesn't come through on Twitter. Oh, no. You're lucky. You're lucky. You're lucky I didn't do the coffee incident.
What's coffee?
You guys were sleeping and someone brought hot coffee. And I was like, maybe I should toss that on them.
I didn't sleep at all, so it wasn't me. I paid the price.
I went to Celebration Orlando.
Are you going?
No, are y'all? I mean, I might.
Nope. I'm done.
I'm gonna go.
I don't know if I go to Orlando.
Tim's going, you know, Trooper, so that's
I'll probably be there.
That's what I'm thinking, like.
Are you really, Mark?
Yeah, Orlando.
God damn.
I've been to Orlando once. Go to Disney
World. Well, I gotta get going though. Are we wrapping it or
yeah, we're wrapping it up. I think we're just talking.
Wrapping it. It's more of a mellow podcast other than
Wrapping it up.
Jeremy's rant at the beginning.
Awesome rant.
So summarize, fuck the EU.
No, don't say that. I mean, the EU was great for what it was, but time has moved on.
Yeah, move on.
There's new and better, and in some cases better. There's new Star Wars coming out. Be excited about that. Don't live in the past.
Now you sound more like conciliatory.
No, I just mean, it's like, these people live in the past. I love the Zahn books. I read those. I still have my first printing of Last Command right here, but that's 25 years ago.
Fuck the EU fans that are yelling at people online and in person and at conventions, but don't fuck the EU.
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe they disrupted that panel at Dragon Con. That just set me off right there. That's like, I cannot believe they did that. And the guy who runs the Facebook group of the people who did it wrote this huge post.
Yeah.
Yep. A huge post.
Huge post.
Trying to distance himself from him. I was like, well, these people did this and they handed out flyers with your Facebook. Yeah. No.
Okay, here's the thing. Then.
Panels. Don't yell at people online.
If you're going to write a 1-star review based on a book that you haven't read, then you can go fuck yourself. Otherwise... If you have a constructive criticism based on a book,
put it out there.
Yeah, put it out there. But if you're going to write reviews just to try and derail it, you fail.
This book wasn't written by Timothy Zahn. It sucks.
Yeah, it's not something worthy of creating a movement for. Express your opinions. Email them. Send them letters. But, like, You don't protest a book series ending. It's it's just over.
And no, these people are also organizing spam groups to go to Del Rey's Facebook page and just spam the comments with "Give us more legends." And poor Del Rey has to respond to everyone saying, "We're not going to do any more legends."
Yeah, they're
not
so polite.
They're so polite to him, and these people are just spamming it. I was like, just ban them from your page so they can't comment anymore.
Yep.
That's what they should do. All right, so with that, Jeremy, where can they find you on social media?
I'm on Twitter at Manabyte, M-A-N-A-B-Y-T-E, and I post stuff on Furious Fanboys every day.
Love it, love it. And
yeah, you can hear me on Now This Is Podcasting occasionally.
Absolutely. Jared, where can they hear you?
They can find me on Twitter at Joaquin Slowly, and they can see some of my stuff at Making Star Wars.
Walking Slowly.
Awesome.
I get it.
Mark, where can they find you on social
media?
I'm on
Twitter at SWZahack, and occasionally on Jedi News.
Zahacky Zach.
And
website called Zahacky Zach.
Fuck up. Noah, where can they find you?
You can find me at StarWarsTime.com and my other shitty podcast that I do. And then you can follow me on Twitter at Outlaw Noah.
And in preschool.
Yeah, he's like 7 feet tall, but he's in preschool.
Alright, and me, Mark, you can find me at Mark with a K. You can find me at Griddle Marks, GRIDDLEMARKS on Twitter. And see my weekly article on Star Wars Couch Raider on Making Star Wars.
Screw that game.
Fuck off.
I hate
so with that,
wait a second. I've spent 150,000 credits in however long it was on that stupid The Force Awakens pack. I didn't pull one damn card.
I spent 300,000 credits and I got 6.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
I didn't get a Phasma.
That's what I didn't get anything. I would take a freaking Poe Dameron or whatever.
I got a Phasma and a Finn.
I just won.
I got something. All 8 and I got the award, bitches.
Congrats. You cuddle in the bathroom and play that game for 5 hours.
Okay, Star Wars Uprising is out tonight. Everyone go download that and play that.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. We appreciate it. We love you. See you next week, 2 weeks.
Whoever made Card Trader, I'm looking for you.
All right. Shut up.
See you guys.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Awesome.